We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
The date was Saturday, April 8th. And Tim, Joey, If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Oh, no.
I should expect nothing less from the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads, ripping them to shreds, the globetrotting, headshotting, three-point shooting, rooting tooting, nitro rifle from twitch.tv. Andy Cortez. It was a simple text, Joey, that of course would go unanswered.
I didn't know what to do with it.
Because maybe he's asleep. That's maybe he's dead.
Fully read it.
Saturday, April 8th,
2023. Okay, this past Saturday.
9:08 p.m.
Well, that is prime.
It's a simple text. Five words. A command, even. Go on love is blind.
Oh,
Andy,
no.
What do we have to do to get you on this program?
I didn't know what to do with that text. I saw it, Tim.
You say yes, and let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's film the audition tape when I get in the office on Monday.
People working on the casting team for it.
There we go. Now, does that exclude him? Is that one of those things we have to worry about?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it.
I also thought about like the blind community coming after me for being insensitive and being on a show with that title.
It's a show, but it's multiple seasons. The blind community hasn't seen it. They don't have to worry about it.
Mm.
Andy.
What?
It's been on multiple seasons by now. That's if they true. Haven't seen it, they're never going to see
Wait,
it.
Wait, are you watching it? Is that why this came up?
I watch Love is Blind all the time.
Oh, we got to talk about Love is Blind.
This new season, we're late too, so we're catching up.
Oh, boy,
This is a regular show.
This is a Netflix show. It's fantastic. In terms of reality. Terrible reality television.
Yeah.
Like, you know how like Tim tried The Bachelor once and then just fell into that rabbit hole in every other terrible reality show he watches now? I still only watch Love is Blind.
Oh, okay.
That is the one that comes.
You got a
on.
Taste of the coca, and then you just stuck with the coca.
Everyone, you know,
Love is Blind, the one I don't watch.
We all went through.
No,
a bunch.
Which is shocking.
It's too good.
This seems like one that Tim
good.
Would love.
I don't like it.
Tim doesn't like it if it's too good. So do you know the concept of Love is Blind?
I mean, I've never met a reality show that Tim didn't like.
Exactly.
I think we could sell Tim on it now because the show that it is now different than when it started season one.
How so?
In the sense, season one, they actually want to find people to fall in love.
They're dating
now,
Komodo dragons
just
now.
About all these wild people that are on the
now
show.
They might still want to fall in love.
Do
some
they?
Some of us
still
want to
do
fall
they?
In love. I don't know.
I don't know about
so
anyone
So, Andy,
this
the
season.
Idea is that we're going to get you on this show, Love
Like a blind dating show? Or
kind of, yes.
So, it's the idea to the nth degree.
The idea is that you'll go.
Kind of ideal for Andy, though.
For, I don't know, probably months at a time, maybe weeks. You know how they film things in reality television. You're going to go somewhere to basically a warehouse in Burbank. You're going to stay on one side with all the guys, and on the other side is all the girls. Then you go into pods where you talk to the girls on the blind dates, but you don't see them. You only talk to them. Because this is an experiment
no windows.
By this
no
is doors. An experiment by Dr. Nick Lachey.
This isn't the square.
No. This is an experiment by the Dr. Sir. Nick Lachey to go in and figure out if love truly is blind. All right?
Okay.
So you need to go in there and talk to all these ladies, and then you try to find your perfect match. Then... the only way to escalate the situation is to propose to them, one of them.
People and get married on this show?
They agree to get married sight unseen. Then you see each other, obviously. Then you go to Mexico. Now, if you pick correctly, a whole lot of fucking going on. Pretty much all you do in Mexico, you know, and you drink. Oh my God, these people drink. You know what I mean? But you do that, and you go on these dates.
Is this still on the show?
This is all on the show.
Okay.
Then you come back from Mexico. They will put you into an apartment with this person. Not your apartment, an apartment,
it is
right?
Their apartments, aren't they?
No. Remember, they go to like they're all in the same like building, and then they eventually go and show their place. Then you go and meet the families, you do all the stuff, yada, yada. And then the finale is at the altar. And you can still say no. It's not like you're contractually obligated to marry these people, but it's that idea.
I'd do it
is
for
love
the
truly blind? Exactly. And like, I thought of you because like sometimes, like in the pod, you can do whatever you want. And so the people bring in guitars. They'll do stuff like that. That'd be
There's a shocking amount of musical performances.
Yeah. This is like designed for you.
So do they get to the altar and still decide like, maybe not for me?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, no way. They let it get to that point?
This one girl in season one ran away and then she slid down a hill.
What?
Remember she like, slipped in a ditch. It was hilarious. She was not happy.
My favorite thing about this is there is a flurry of Netflix reality shows of varying quality, but The Circle's one of them. Love is Blind is another. There's been
too hot to handle.
There's so many of them. But then they did the Smash Brothers, the Avengers of these shows called The Perfect Match, where they just got some fan favorites of all the different series and put them together. And it was like a dating show, but only like semi a dating show. It was pure for the content. They knew what they were
doing. Road Rules, Real World Challenge.
Yep.
Exactly.
100%. Yep. But what was so funny about it is that everybody kind of brought the rules of their show to the show, and the like Nick Lachey is just like, hey y'all, like that this show's not the show you're from, but like they just couldn't get it out of their heads. So there's people like that are excessively dating and it's like that's not the point. There's people that are excessively competitive because like from the mole. Like motherfuckers with the mole are there and it's just like, what are you doing? And it was so funny because this one guy who we love, Joey from season one of The Circle, ended up proposing to somebody and it was like, this isn't that show.
Oh wow,
like, this that's like not even part of the show. Of
dude for American Ninja Warrior just like climbing the ceiling.
And like, sucks, you know, is that like, and I like it, I like that one. I've watched it here and there, but it's like I come in only knowing my Love is Blind people, really. Wow. You know what I mean? With the exception of season one of Too Hot to Handle, and what they rush too fast to this Avengers thing.
Yeah,
and they rush too fast because remember, I will never forget watching Love is Blind season three or two, and all of a sudden Francesca shows up. Like, what the fuck is she doing here? Oh, and she was like dating everywhere. The guy who had broken up.
Oh,
it was like one
that's
of the reunion
right.
Things.
Yeah.
They come back on Perfect Match, Greg. That guy too.
Oh, I know. I watched Perfect Match.
Yeah, yeah. Now this is spoilers for Perfect Match.
Shane was on Perfect
Match. Please walk away.
Shane, fucking Shane.
If you care about spoilers, but Andy, this guy proposes. And everyone's like, what show are you on? Why are you doing this? It's not like they can, like on The Bachelor, there's this guy, Neil Lane, that brings rings because that's the show. They had to, in Venezuela or wherever the fuck they were, find a engagement ring last minute so that he could do this weird thing. He proposes at the like final ceremony or whatever, and then they had to vote who they think the perfect match is if they didn't win.
Wow.
It was so
and there's
funny.
No funnier reaction than the people that won being like, I don't know why we won.
I thought you were going to bring up, I didn't know you were bringing up that text. I thought you were bringing up, well, it's a letter that I received that, I got a little card in the mail.
Tim. Did it have Taylor Swift on it?
I had to bring it up on camera later. I don't have it with me, unfortunately. I thought this is what you were bringing up. I got a card out of nowhere with an envelope, right? Posted, sent to Andy Cortez. Here's his address. On the top left, no return address. Just, he knows who it is. This is what it says on the top left. And I open up this card, and it's what it means to be a father. And it's like a, seems just like a very nice, a nice card you get a father.
Like a Father's Day card?
Kind of, but it wasn't for Father's Day. It was just like,
I want to say it was Easter. I think it,
it was an Easter card. Oh, really? Okay. It was just a card just out to a father. And I think as you open it, it did say Greg Miller inside of the card, I believe. Yeah.
Well, I just highlighted best friend in it, I remember. It was a card that meant nothing and had no connection to you at all, but I saw best friend there and I highlighted that.
Is that so? You saw this at the supermarket? Decided.
Yeah,
to
you know, Jen stopped in the card section and was like, "Oh, we got to buy Easter cards." This is weeks and months ago, right? And I was like, "All right, cool."
Easter cards?
She decided to. You know what I mean?
I
think there's something about my parents' generation that's they are fucking card oriented. You know what I mean? Like dad, Valentine's Day, Easter card for Benny. It was all there. Mom does the same thing, kind of thing. And so I think, you know, Jen's family's obviously been through a lot, and there's a lot of distance feeling more than usual. So it was that we were buying Easter stuff on our first weekend back after the funeral. And she's like, oh, you know what? I want to get cards for my family. And I said, that's a great idea. I'll get cards for my family and Andy.
Classic.
Because, you know, if you're buying, you know, you get to that point where you're like, you're buying half a dozen cards, like, what's one more?
Exactly.
Let's get one for Andy. It'll make him chuckle.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'll forget about it, and then I get the reward of a black eye joke that I don't remember.
It's like the secret Snickers that
The problem was I got home, and we started filling out these cards. Jen's like, we should fill them out, you know, now. Get them done, because this is still March. I'm like, yeah, great call. And I don't know what I was thinking, because I bought my mom and my dad cards, and I bought them the same card, because I was like, yeah, of course, you know, grandparent card. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I'm reading it, and the card could not be more like, you two are the best grandparents. Like, they're supposed to be in the same house. It's like, God damn it, I wasted money. I can't send this. And I'm like, I started trying to finesse it. Maybe I can cross out something, be funny. I'm like, you know what? That's funny for Andy, for his random Easter card. Mm-hmm. Not so much funny for my parents. So my parents got no Easter cards. Because I didn't go back to Target to look for cards.
No, no way.
I think what's really interesting about the greeting card industry is I feel like it's an industry that, you know, as you notice the newspaper industry dying, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like it'd be one of those to go along with that. It seems like of a bygone era. I don't think it is.
I think
they're here to stay.
There's an uprising of people our age that are like, oh, we could do it too. You know, we finally have the financial means to waste money, so we're going to buy a bunch of cards and send them to people. It's the holiday cards for me and the wedding invitations, where all of a sudden you start getting just so many of these things sent to your house. Gia has an entire part of one of our dressers is just like holiday cards, and every year we just cycle them out for the new ones. Yeah. And I am so shocked. I don't want to say impressed. I'm saying shocked at how many we get from people.
There's something about that being like the stamp of I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Because I'm with you of like, I remember when holiday cards started showing up and I was like, what a waste of money. And then Jen was like, we're going to send holiday cards. I was like, all right. You know what I mean? So we send them out. We take the photo. We have a good time. But it's like, the amount of them that come back. And then it's this whole thing. I haven't talked to you in a year and I'm hitting you up once again for your address. Turns out you didn't move. I could have just looked at the thing.
I feel like if you're really into Pinterest, you love.
And that's the thing. There's always that stuff. And there's certain people like Alex Alameda, our friend, always is way too extra every year. He goes out and climbs a different mountain, takes his shirt off, takes a picture. It's kind of his thing.
I love his holiday cards.
No.
But something that I've noticed is that we just get so many of these that we stopped asking questions a while back. And I realized this when there's been a couple, like a wedding invitation on our dishwasher, like, then there was a couple different like of the holiday cards and stuff. And I'm like, who the fuck are these people? And for months, I didn't ask until recently. I was like, gee, who is this? And she was like, I thought it was your friends. And I'm like, we seriously just have random people up. And apparently just a fucking thing that was sent to the people that used to live in my house, I guess. And I was just like, there needs to be a better system.
That's incredible.
I don't know what's going on. But there's way too many of these cards.
Yeah, it's too much.
It always starts...
I feel like the timeline, people get a puppy, people get engaged, and that's what kicks off the annual
card. We're family now. And then you need to show off that you're a family. You need to say, hey, I did it.
I got one that I forget what it was, and I won't name who it was from, but totally buried the lead of being like, they do like the whole thing on the back, right?
Oh,
it's been a rough year, and but they mentioned like, you know, and then this and the thing happened, and I was like, what the fuck happened? You know what I mean? I don't know what you're talking about. I only see you every year. I need to know more about this. And I see on Instagram, we didn't talk about this there.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I've told this story before, but Gia's grandma every year sends the entire family like their card, and it has like a breakdown of like, here's an update on the family. And it's like, Gia did this and Jenna did this. And, you know, all these people like that just from the one-off conversations that she's had with them throughout the year. And a couple years back, it was Gia finally got engaged to Tim. It was a beautiful proposal that happened at San Quentin. And it's like so close where I got engaged on Alcatraz, which used to be a prison many, many years ago. Not San Quentin.
A current prison.
That for people that don't know who Tim is, makes this sound really funny.
On a conjugal visit, they got engaged.
It sounds like AI like put that together, like ChatGPT put together where you got proposed that, or where you proposed. I'm not liking my hair right now, guys. I'm very, very self-conscious.
Well, this is why we need to work through the Love is Blind audition tape.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I mean? Of like,
I don't know.
Are you ready to find love? Do you believe that love is blind? Would you marry somebody sight unseen? Or get engaged, at least, sight unseen? Andy Cortez?
But, well...
Here's what I'll throw out, too.
Look, I'm just
hold on, stop. Full fucking stop. What I'll throw out is this, Andy. Because I know where he's going to go with it. I'll let you know there's never been an Uggo on this show.
Oh, yeah, they are all exceptionally good.
They all do like, I've never even seen the... Like, they're all fucking 10 out of 10s. Don't worry about it.
An interesting thing about Love is Blind that differentiates it from all of these other shows...
Coming from the guy who doesn't watch or respect it. But yeah, I can't wait to hear this insight. You know what I mean? After this, I'm going to explain how soccer is played, you know?
The difference between it and things like The Bachelor or whatever is The Bachelor is 1,000% turned into... It's just people trying to be... influencers. Like, right. That's the point of being on the show. Whereas, when it comes to Love is Blind, of course, over time, it's going to turn more and more into that.
That's but light freaking out.
What's different
yeah,
than...
It's wicked. It's stupid.
Than the other dating shows is that all the people are from the same city. So it's realistic that, oh, this could work and you guys can end up together. Whereas on Bachelor, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to uproot my entire life and fucking move to North Dakota to be with you. It's like, no fucking way. Whereas Love is Blind, like, the producers are actually trying to give it a chance at actually working. Doesn't mean it's going to, but at least there's, like, the best foot forward from the production level that does not exist on other shows.
They are playing a little fast and loose with this season.
Yeah.
I will say.
How so? It's
supposed to be Seattle. There's some Portland people in there. Not happy about having to move.
Close. Still close.
Are they able to figure out, like, oh, those are the Porties. We know they're from Portland.
Well, you can ask that.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't go well usually when you get like into specifics about looks because people are like, yo, this is a social experiment about finding love, not based on looks.
Okay. Because here's the thing. Like,
I
fall in love with a flight attendant every flight I take. Like, every flight I take, I'm like, I'd marry her. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, every time. And that's just, it's just
sometimes
part of
there's
it.
Flight attendants on the show.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of flight attendants on Bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, like, a 65-year-old lady. Like, I'd marry her right now if she wanted.
Sure.
You know
sure
what I mean? She was okay with this, you know? So, yeah, I think so, Greg.
Wow, okay. We got to get going on this show.
Okay,
this
what's the audition tape look like?
I don't know what they asked for.
I mean, you could just show me playing basketball the other day.
That
pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting some Love is Blind mood lighting. I like that.
Real nice. Real nice.
What?
Andy going straight to marriage.
I get
you
it.
Have to, Jen.
It
you
does
to.
Seem like a reality show primed for Andy because you just get to stay in your little pod, and you love.
I think that Andy.
I think your little pod would be real cozy.
Yeah, I think Andy would do real well on this show compared to most people. Are kind of funny.
What do you mean?
I think he has.
You don't
that
think Mike would
ability
do the best?
I blessing.
I think he would.
There's
be,
a
I think,
presence
what's your
level
birthday?
To Mike
that I feel like 88.
You appreciate more in person. Like him being Mike and like you seeing Mike and what Mike is makes it better. Whereas like you, I think that like you're sweet talk.
Mike would kill on the other side of the wall.
He could do a lot of things.
Jeez, there's a lot of questions.
But I think Andy got the stuff.
Are you trying to
upload a 15-second video and tell us why you're ready to find love in the pods? So do you wanna how do you wanna do Bear, can you give me the
give
one?
The one.
I'll clear the shot. Hold on.
Three. Hold on. Barrett's coming in and punching it in.
Barrett's punching it in.
Do you need any time to prepare? Or are you just ready?
No, I'm ready to go.
You understand what the pods are, right?
Where I live?
No, you don't live there. You just go on dates in your pod.
Oh, okay.
You have like a whole separate room.
Talk. It's a podcast.
Sorry,
I got distracted. Okay.
Just let me know.
So again, yeah, you go into the pods. That's where you date people. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, upload a 15-second video and tell us why you're ready to find love in the pods. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's up? I'm Andy Cortez. I'm an entertainer. I'm a business strategist. And I could find love with you in the pods. Why am I ready? Have you seen my bedroom? I have an air conditioner unit. I got a basketball.
Chili.
Got 6 cans of chili.
Yeah.
8 cans of chili, if you're counting the ones I didn't eat. Let me know. We'll see you then on Love is Blind and on NBC.
Netflix.
So close.
All right, that was good.
Business strategist.
Okay.
You know?
The worst thing is there's no good job. Like, whenever, no matter what they say, we're all at home laughing at
like,
them.
Ugh.
Like, ugh, of course there are this, of course there are that.
Sounds
like, it's fucked up. There's no
super
winning.
Try hard or too cringy or what does that mean?
Yeah.
Though I will say, the Love is Blind. The Love is Blind people don't focus on job titles like Bachelor people do, where it's just like, she's a llama farmer, and it's like she works at like an animal sanctuary. I don't think she's an actual llama farmer.
She farms llamas.
It's always something dumb like that.
Andy, the hair right now is.
I just don't know what
power to it.
I don't know
man.
What to do with it, man.
Never seen it this
is it
high.
Like, it looks is it like it too does every long? Day.
No, it's because I cut it last night, and like I think I cut a bit too much, like off the non-front part. So I'm just like not happy with the overall shape. Actually, I'm pretty happy with that. I'll leave it like that.
Doesn't
I found a good spot with it?
Yeah.
Just in the last 2 seconds, I found
Andy,
a decent spot with it.
What are your hobbies? List three things you enjoy doing in your free time.
I play video games.
Mm-hmm.
I drink Coke Zero.
Fuck. This sounds like next.
And
be Coke Zero guy.
I play video games. I drink Coke Zero.
Uh-huh.
And I watch.
Court.
I watch American Dad reruns.
Andy walks off.
Are you
the,
trying
the bus
to get casted?
Immediately. Next.
See, I do love this, though, because there's something about authenticity where if someone's into that, they're into Andy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Question 32.
Let me hear it.
Please take a moment to briefly describe your dating history. What is the longest relationship you have been in, and how long have you been single?
Longest relationship I've been in? About 3 years? 2.5?
I'll round up.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What's the most, how long have I been single recently?
Yeah.
About 3.5 years.
Okay. What is your current dating life like?
I drink Coke Zero. I play video games and I watch American Dad.
Two more and we'll move on, I suppose. Uh-huh. Why do you think you're single?
You know, I think I'm single right now because I am so career driven.
Yep, there you go, spin it.
And I think that I would only be, it would create problems in a future relationship.
Sure.
Where I like wouldn't have enough time.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you a catch?
I'm funny.
Yep.
I am I'm reasonable.
Athletic.
Yeah.
Reasonably athletic, yeah.
Reasonably athletic. I'd like to say that I'm understanding and I'm always to the point of a fault where I'm just always like a little worried about other people's shit going on where I get too in my own head.
Sure.
About other people's sure. shit. Like I'm a little too courteous at times. Mm. But courteous enough, Tim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I care.
Good answers.
Thank you.
I care is a really good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Tell us something we wouldn't know just by looking at you.
I cut my own hair. Probably couldn't have told that.
No, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
Even today when you're not happy with it, it looks great.
I know.
Thank you.
You changed my life by telling me to put, you know, stuff in it in hairspray and then
little
lift
lip,
it up.
Yeah, lip,
lift
yeah, up. A little zhuzh. Zhuzhing.
What accomplishments in your life are you most proud of that you'd want to share in the pods?
I met Shaq.
You did. Grabbed your head?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love that is the first thing that jumps into your mind. Like,
no hesitation.
Again, there's authenticity to Andy Cortez.
He thought that he knew me. Where he was like, my kids know you. I was like, I don't think they do, Shaq. No, they do. I've
That'd
seen
be
you.
Awesome.
I've seen you before. What other accomplishments? Times Square.
Nailed it.
It's true.
Been in
Nailed
Times
it.
Square. Yeah.
Great one.
Good Thank story.
You. I think we got something here, man. I'm just saying.
I often get blocked by a lot of awful people on the internet.
Sure.
Pretty good. You want to be on that side.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you know, there are maybe the people I'm trying to date are on the other side. Then maybe
there's
I
a whole bunch
them.
Of stuff in here about religious conflicts, but, like, they don't talk a lot about, you know, personalities.
Okay.
Or, like, politics.
Personally, I believe that if you have sex before marriage, you should burn in hell.
Sure.
Put that on there.
Do you want me to put that under your religious deal breakers?
Yeah.
They asked about religious deal breakers.
Please do.
Do you have any ethnic or cultural deal breakers?
Yeah, sex. If you have sex before marriage.
Before marriage.
You're a child of Satan.
Equals hell.
And you deserve eternal death and pain.
Number 44, what does your perfect match look like physically? What physical traits are you not attracted to?
6'7". dunker.
Sure, fair enough. It turns out you only need to be free October 1st through November 20th.
I'll check out the calendar, see if I got time.
A few games coming around, about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like 2 months.
Game of the year time.
Yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah. Everybody knows I love Halloween time.
But you could bring your fiance to Halloween, you know? They do that, where the friends have to meet him.
Wait, but would I even...
Because you're only in the
How
pods.
Would I have met somebody yet?
You're only in the pods in Mexico for like the first like three...
The pods are in Mexico?
No, the pods are in LA usually. And then... You then go to Mexico, and then you come back to your city and live together in this weird house thing.
Okay.
And then, but you're at that point, you're back to real life. You're doing your job. You're seeing your friends and family. You're bringing them around to see what's up.
Okay. You're testing the waters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How do they like this person? How do they like this 6'7" woman I'm dating?
Okay.
Yeah.
She's muscular, too.
Yeah.
She's muscular. And she knows how to... she knows how to fucking like teach me Spanish. She could teach me Spanish better.
Why?
I'm just thinking like just stuff I'd like to better myself with. Maybe she could teach me Spanish. She could teach me how to cook. She could teach me how to cut my hair better.
Sure.
Ideal date.
Andy, I think you should do this.
So you're looking for somebody that is impressed that you cut your own hair, but
that
can
also cut
also
your
like
hair.
Teach you how to do it better.
I'm surprised it looks as good as it does.
But
I can elevate it.
Better. Yeah.
I can elevate it, yeah.
Right.
I'd love to be able to make a little shrimp linguine, you know? Do I need a date for that? No.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever tried? Like, it's very easy. I just don't feel like you've ever swung the bat.
I just need somebody.
Instead, you buy baby carrots and toss them into a pre-made salad, and you're like, I'm done.
I need somebody holding my hand, you know?
I mean, wow. Andy, you live with two people who also cook.
Yeah, but, like, it's just always a thing. Like, I don't feel like I belong in that kitchen, Barrett, okay? Truth be told, let's hear some grievances right now, okay?
Oh, shit.
Hold on. There is a question here about describe your current living situation. So if you want to get into it there, you could.
8 cans of chili.
I think they more mean like who you live with.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Is this where you go into that you live in a pile of shit?
I live with a dog. I'm sitting on my pile of shit that I fart in. living situation.
Oh yeah, Ryan Powell Higgins says don't forget the hole in the roof.
I got a parking spot.
It's true. He does have the
pretty
parking
cool.
Spot.
Okay, yeah. But to clarify, that's. Pretty much all you have is a parking spot. You will not leave that spot. Like, that spot is yours. That spot will always be yours.
Right.
Because that car stays there.
And you
there.
Prefer, yeah, when your car's in the spot.
I drive to work, you know? Drive to work.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I drive to work. I left my car here at the studio when I went to the airport, when I went to LA for WrestleMania.
Very impressed by that.
Pretty cool. Cheaper Uber. Actually, no. It was still like $52. Me and Mike still paid $52 to come back to the studio. You believe that?
That's crazy.
That's so much money.
Yeah. Did you guys take a black car or an SUV? What do you have?
No. Okay. Just a car.
And you guys left like right before me. I think I paid like $36.
Because Mike didn't even know I was on his plane. I scared him on the way out.
Nice job.
Yeah. He did. I was like right behind him. I wanted to see like where we'd sit because I was going to scare him. And he went way to the back. And I was like, never mind. We'll find it. I'll see him in a bit, you know?
Did you do the thing where you went to the bathroom and like threw stuff at him?
No.
Do the thing.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You don't do that?
No.
The Greg Miller special, man. If you are on a plane with Greg,
I feel like I have.
Things are going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
He's going to record you on the way out. Any other questions, Greg?
Oh, there's a lot, but I think we've covered. I mean, the final one for right now is what about this experiment appeals to you the most and why?
I love that they call it experiment.
Sugar Mama, honestly.
Sure. Sure. That happens.
Mm. Like, I'd love to meet 56-year-old lady working in a high-rise in New York City, city of brotherly love. Yeah. And I'd love to...
That'd be a different show.
Like, are you making 6 figures, 7 figures? Are you the heiress to a big fortune?
Sure.
What's your job status looking like? How many parking spots That's do you have?
Idea. Yeah.
You know?
Great question.
A barter.
I would love to be...
Kept.
To be married to a sugar mama. Kept. Yeah.
What would change in your life? Still streaming, still playing, working with us, still playing games, still
streaming. I mean, well, no, I wouldn't work here if she's in New York, Greg. City of brotherly love.
Sure, sure.
City of love and lights.
What would you do in New York? Because I'd love to see him in like a nice, you know, fucking Windsor suit out there. He's got his briefcase.
I would love to become friends with the door guy.
Yeah.
His name is Donnie. you know?
Okay.
So I'm talking to him. I see you later, Diane. Like, I'm going up to the suite, and I've got, maybe I went out shopping for her, you know? Because she's doing all the work.
Oh, yeah.
She's on business calls. She's
you're zooming. Shopping for her, but you're not cooking.
She's zooming all over.
Have you learned to cook in this situation?
Well, yeah, because it's been 3 weeks with her. Yeah, so I've learned some rudimentary cooking styles. Yeah. Okay. She's on Zoom, but then, like, she's also Skyping because, like, her business firm still uses Skype. She's like, I hate Skype. That sort of
thing. Funny enough, this application wants your Skype ID.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I mean, they want, like, everything.
That would be the deal breaker. Tell them that's a deal breaker for me.
Okay.
I hate Skyping nobody.
Just order a bus.
Yeah.
Andy with the sugar mama, like, I don't.
It feels right. Oh, really?
It doesn't feel right.
Oh, like, man.
Again, on paper, I see it. But in actuality, you know what I think it is? I think that you'd get too stressed about it. You'd feel like an annoyance in her life.
Oh.
You know?
1,000%.
Yeah.
I would feel like such an inconvenience.
Yeah.
No, but you know what? I would do as much as I can to make sure that I'm not an inconvenience.
Yeah.
I would, like, go above and beyond to the point where she's like, I don't want you in my life anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're doing too much. You're making me feel bad.
Yeah, I get in my head about stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Opening doors all the time. You can only open so many doors, Tim.
Door City.
That one, I don't know if I approve of.
Looks like it's Door City over here.
I don't know if that one makes sense.
Yeah.
I think on the list of things unloading that could groceries. Annoy Andy's potential sugar mama, I think opening too many doors is like relatively low on the list.
I also think maybe, I think like unloading groceries into the refrigerator, I would try to do too much. She's like, you've already done the stuff I've tried to ask. Like, enough. I have a Skype call, you know?
I have a fucking Skype call right now. Yeah. And a Zumba class.
That's my situation.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 5 best friends gather on this table. Each coming to BS with each other about whatever it is they want to BS about. If you want to BS with us, you can write in at kindoffunny.com/KFpodcast with your questions for free and see if they get read here on the show. How would you know if they get read on the show? Well, if you're on patreon.com/kindoffunny, you could be watching us record the show live. You could get it ad-free on demand as a YouTube video, as an MP3, you name it. Of course, you get a bevy of bonuses, and most importantly, you could get dozens and dozens of exclusive shows, all on patreon.com/kindoffunny, the website that keeps the mics and lights working. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny, podcast services around the globe, each and every week for a brand spanking new episode. Speaking of new episodes, Greg White, housekeeping. Super Mario in review is upon us, Tim.
Mm-hmm. It's happening. The 2023 movie, you can watch it now, youtube.com/kindoffunny and review podcast feeds. Then later this week, Patreon people get to watch it live as we record it, and then it posts later. Super Mario Brothers, the movie, 1993. I cannot wait for this. One of the most requested in reviews of all time.
Huh.
Yeah, little by little of people just asking, like, you got to do it, thinking there's never going to be a time for it to make sense. Well, guess what? Now's the time.
Time's now.
Now's the place. And I can't wait because I haven't seen this movie for at least 15 years.
The before trilogy.
Requested?
Yeah.
I mean, we've done most of them. Let me think about that.
Jason Bourne.
Shrek does come up a lot.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Jacek says, will Greg reference 9/11 again? Remember, I referenced the Oklahoma City bombing. All
right. Get it right, Jacek. Yeah.
So, Jacek, do some fucking respect and work
well,
and never
did
forget.
You referenced that as well in an unboxing recently.
Too. That is all true. In the Mario unboxing, I referenced 9/11. There's a big difference, though, all right? You roll your eyes and you do the Tim sigh. You know what I mean?
That's what I do.
Here's what I all want you to know.
Fuck, here we go.
I am one of the last truth warriors,
no,
I would describe out there, all right? Because as people continue to ban information, what do? I hide the information in places I'll never look for it. You know what I mean? There's a great chance that in like 30-20, people are like, and then there was one truth warrior left, and his name was Greg Miller. And he fucking put in facts all the time that people don't want to know. Here's one. I remember this movie based on a true story that was on TNT or whatever. And it was about a submarine, like the first submarine. And they all died at the end. And it was very sad, all right? They were in war. No, they were at war. It was like a submarine. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It was like a Civil War submarine. It was like a Civil War submarine, all right?
They had submarines in the Civil War.
That's what I thought while I watched watch this movie, but yeah, they all die at the fucking end.
Submarines in the Civil.
Something fine. It was like it was like USA. It was like a USA movie or a TNT movie, like a made-for-TV movie. They did.
There's
here.
Just like not a lot of like deep waterways.
Hey man,
on the East Coast.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what I remember. All right.
Warfare?
Again, this is where you hide the truth.
The fact that Greg like seamlessly in one sentence brought up Truth Warrior, banning the truth, and then where the Greg is hiding in places no Greg Miller hiding the truth in places no one will.
I'll
find.
Tell you right now, all the little robots that are going through right now, all these people do all day long, right? All they do, all right, these right-wing evangelicals, right?
Yeah.
They make robots to just go and look through all the information on the world to find it, right?
They're going
through the Dewey Decimal System card.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to get to this one. They're going to see a thumbnail about Andy being on Love is Blind. They'll listen to the first 20 minutes, yeah. And they're never going to know that I'm here telling you the truth. The straight truth, all right?
This is
like when you're at the tree and you tap it and the maple syrup comes out. Like, it's not ready to eat, but man, it's close. You don't get it any fresher,
They
man.
Don't tell you it's not.
You don't get it any fresher.
It's a combination.
There we go. DJ Kento got me, Greg. It was the Hunley on USA in 1999.
It's a combination of him saying, like, I'm sprinkling the truth. But Joey's asking him questions. He goes, I don't know. It's what I remember. So there's, like, a lot of just, like, trust me, bro, sort of stuff going on here.
Dude, bring up the robots real quick.
Sure.
We don't need to go too far into this. But have you guys noticed there's been, like, more, like, as the AI craze has been rising, like in real life, there's been more like fucking Star Wars droids that we've had to interact with.
I saw them in LA. We all went out to eat, and there was
in West Hollywood.
There was a couple of
legit, like, Star Wars droids.
Yeah.
Like, for me, it started with sushi trains. Like, there's a place in Stone Sound, and a little robot comes up to you and he talks to you. And he's like, what do you want? And it's like fucking nifty and cool.
Yeah.
Then we went to Curry Up Now, same situation, but this one doesn't talk to you. It just kind of like,
delivering
brings your food
drink.
To you, and it's yeah. just it's
there
kind
was one
of like
at,
charming
when
thing.
Me and Mike were getting BJ's.
The restaurant, when you're eating at the restaurant.
Yeah, but yeah, down in West Hollywood, every block I'm seeing these fucking droids, like R2-D2 motherfuckers, on the streets. Like, it's not
what
like they're at
doing?
A restaurant. They're like Uber delivering things.
Oh.
And they're literally like going like block to block, just kind of fucking cruising, waiting at red lights and stuff. And I'm like, I'm very
excited
by this.
Are they like carrying?
Yeah, there's like a whole box door situation where it like opens up, and then they like have little robot arms.
Oh my gosh,
and then
a transformer?
Yeah, it's very Wall-E, honestly.
The ones that I saw in the street, though, I think were like street cleaning type things, like littering and stuff. Because, like, I mean, otherwise, what would they be doing? It was just like two robots. It was two robots that were just kind of like zip-doo-da-dadding all around the sidewalk. And they weren't like, a restaurant thing that was serving stuff.
They might have been waiting.
It was just to eat.
Waiting to deliver. Waiting for the food to be ready. And then they go and they deliver to people. I think it's like it's not Uber, it's not Lyft, but it's like a third thing. That these fucking
like little caviar snack company?
Yeah, something like that. But these droids, man.
During the siege of Charleston of 1864, Confederate submarine H.L. Hunley becomes the first submersible to sink an enemy warship in wartime. This stuck with me.
This
stuck with me, everybody.
1990 CGI submarine.
Again,
this is powerful.
Maybe it's 3080 and you're fucking finding this in your class. They're showing you me telling you the history because they tried to erase the history. Maybe you're in school right now. But tomorrow when you go in there, if you're talking about the Civil War, you just bring up, oh, yeah, what about that? The Hunley? Remember that, profess? And they'll be like, whoa.
That's what they call in the future. I'm so tired of these right-wing guys just trying to
hide the truth about the Confederacy.
trying to delete history, you know? And here's Greg talking about a movie he saw on USA Network.
Yeah, man, in 1999. You know what I
profess?
Mean?
Profess.
God.
Oh my god. Anyways, yeah, Super Mario interviews happening. KFW, Kinda Funny Wrestling, is back on Thursday as well. Remember, if you did not watch the latest episode, which was during the spare bedroom launch stream, it's broken out. It's on the playlist. You can get it. A whole bunch of shit happened. Hideo Kojima, world champion. JNW has overthrown the normal women's title. Andrea's got that. Cisco's the up, down champion. Phil Spencer owns the Federation. There's a lot to catch up on. Go watch that before Thursday or you'll be lost.
Go ahead.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Tripod Plus Plus, James Hastings, Casey Andrew, Nathan Lamoth, and Al Tribesman, the Predator. Today we're brought to you by Rocket Money, but Andy, you have something to say?
No, just earlier when I was driving into the studio.
So way earlier, yeah.
But before ads, or are we post ads?
We do ads if you want to do ads. Just get the ads. Barrett, give them the ads thing.
Talk to the sponsors.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny if you don't want to listen to the ads.
But until then.
We're still there? Oh, sorry. I thought
here's a word from our sponsors.
Okay, here they are.
Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. We all love gobbling up content, and we have an understanding of what subscriptions we use. Or do we? Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200. That's right. You out there. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. Rocket Money has saved some of us here at Kinda Funny a ton of money, and it can help you too. Stop throwing away your money. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindafunny. rocketmoney.com/kindafunny.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
And we're back now.
I drove into to work this morning, and car falls behind me. Front of the car, like halfway missing. Little old lady parks.
In our
parking lot, because she's here to drop her car off. And I was like,
Andy's worst nightmare.
The least equipped to deal with this.
Super, super, yeah. But like, I kind of like did the panic thing where like,
you called Kevin?
No. I like immediately got out of my car, and I felt like brave in that moment. And I was like, ma'am, you can't park here. And she was like, no, I have to leave my car here because it's getting worked on. I was like, this parking lot is not that parking lot. Like, this parking lot belongs to a different business.
You will become content if you stay here.
Yeah. How tall was she, Andy?
Not tall enough, dude. Damn. Okay. But I was really proud of myself in that moment because part of me, I was very close to just letting it happen.
Like, someone else will deal with it.
I was very close to just letting it happen because it was one of those things where I'm pulling up and like she's waiting to turn into this place. And I'm like, oh, I got to go around her to get to our. So I go through our gate, and here she comes behind me. I was like, oh, fuck. Oh, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to do this, but I have to do it. I have to be brave for the
company.
I'm
proud of you, Andy.
Thank you.
Protecting us.
I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, no.
Because in that situation, what I would do is I would grab whatever rag I could out, put in my back pocket, walk over. What can I do for you, ma'am?
Oh, my God.
She just gave me the keys. Sure.
What are we looking at here,
I'll tell you what. Go over there, get a cup of coffee. I'm going to run this back. I'm going to run this past Big Tone, and we'll get back to you. You know
the lady walks by Cool Greg, just goes to the refrigerator, gets a LaCroix.
I went to the store across the street, not into our building. I love that. Oh, okay. I love that idea even more.
I'd be like, ma'am, you can just sit down over there if you like. It's our waiting area as Games Daily is happening.
That I would either do that or I would come out and put a bike chain around the door. Be like, listen, now you're in trouble. I'm gonna need you to see you bust out that phone. I'm gonna see some subscriptions real quick. All right, I need to get you on youtube.com/kindoffunny. Click subscribe.
Subscriptions.
Yeah. What do you think I said?
Prescriptions. I thought you were shaking her down for drugs.
If I was brave enough,
yeah.
Oh God, I wish I could go back in time and do this, because I would have like walked her in here on set and be like, I don't know what to do. She's here.
I don't know what to do. She's here.
And have like, Greg and T be like, who the fuck?
Can you imagine, Greg? If me and you are hosting Games Daily, we don't know this happened. Andy walks in with an old woman, just goes, I don't know what to do. She's here.
From now on, if it happens again, you do this. And I will once again, oh, hey, ma'am, come on out here. We're going to talk about your car. What do you need done? Big Tone, we got some things happening. We're ready to go.
Damn, I should have done that. I should have done that. I just don't think in the moment, you know?
Thank God.
I mean, trust me. As somebody who lives in the moment, who doesn't know what's going to happen next, you know what I mean? I see the ones and zeros go by.
Who sometimes just send an Easter card
there's
to your friend.
There's some things you shouldn't do. And, like, I'm glad you didn't do that in the long run.
Thank you.
But I wish you would.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? The amount of times I pull in this parking lot, and I'm like, man, what am I going to scream when I come in? Like, what if, and I'm always looking around the car for a prop.
Fire!
Yeah. Do I have a knife? Some fake blood? The other day, I wanted to.
Can you imagine Greg busting in here, bleeding? Like,
lock the door. Lock the door.
Today, I came in and I walked in, and Mike was like, "What's up, homie?" And I just walked up, and got next to his ear, and I said, "I have too much energy, and I won't be held responsible for what I do today." And he said, "That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear,
jabroni."
God, Mike on this morning show was just talking to us about how he went on a long, long hike. He drove down to Big Sur, and he just did, like, his solo adventures things. He goes, and, you know, and of course, I brought some plastic Easter eggs. And Melissa with a Y in the chat was like, what do you mean, of course? Like, why? And he goes, well, for a photo op. And it's just him in front of a stream or a creek taking a photo of these plastic neon-colored Easter eggs in his hand.
Is he in the picture? No.
Okay. Just the eggs. He just wanted it because, I don't know, Joe. I don't know. I can't explain it.
He was telling us a story recently of him deciding he's going to drive back home up to Tahoe to visit for the weekend. And he made it like 4/5 of the way there. Like, he waited like to Sacramento. We're talking from here,
two plus hour drive.
Yeah. And like to just finish the drive from where he was to where he was going, an extra 45. I don't fucking know. He just decides, you know what, fuck this. And just U-turns and drives back.
You know what, I'm driving back. I don't want to go.
What?
This is why we can't have Mike on Love is Blind, because none of this would translate, and then they'd get to be in person, and this girl
would be the best part.
I don't know what to do.
That's why he would be so great at it, is that, yeah, he would be so charming and lovable through the wall, and then she would get to this part. Oh, my God. Like, you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
Why are you taking your pants off in this parking lot? He's like, well, you know.
Gotta get the yams out. Yeah. Trying to work on a snowbike, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bless him.
What's up?
Let's hear from the one, the only, Melissa Hagler, who wrote in to kindoffunny.com/KF podcast, just like you can. Greetings from the Haglers. We are super excited to finally share that we are pregnant with our first child.
Yeah!
Let's go! Yay! Congratulations, Cody and Melissa. Back to the letter.
Little Andy Hagler.
Doing the best month of the year, October. Ooh. We just went through IVF and are super grateful to be able to say it was successful, and we can't wait to meet our little baby girl. Greg Joey once Hagler. Mentioned
they still
he
blows?
Wanted to name our child. So here's your chance. Kind of funny, name our baby.
Jesus
Disclaimer,
Christ.
Disclaimer, this is not legally binding, but we can't put you in our will. Cheers, God, Cody and Melissa.
Yeah, it's a good week for Nick not to be here. All right, baby girl.
We have a baby girl coming for the Haglers.
Yeah.
We got Cody and Melissa, CM, CMH, CHMH.
Bagler Hagler.
That's the kind of, that would be the kind of funny
Nick's
universe.
Not here.
Bagler hanging out with Paula Paula.
Dang.
What about this? I tried to combine them, right? I went the wrong way. I went Modi first. What if we did like Clarissa? Not exactly. I'm cheating a bit, but it's Cody. It's Melissa. It's shoved together. You got an R in there or something, I think.
I've never met a Clarissa. I don't like.
She explains
that
it all.
That is true.
Yeah.
I've never met one, I don't think.
You know Clarissa. Rooster Teeth Clarissa.
Clarissa's a, yeah.
RT events.
I think that's awesome.
No, I never met her. I
hate you so much.
You've met her. Here you have.
No. You thinking of Elise?
No.
Fucking just hate. Elise is a good name.
I do like
no, but I love but the CH.
We're not naming
CMA.
A kind of funny baby after some funhouse fuck. All right,
I think it might
but
make
we all
sense.
Like universally love Elise.
Yeah, that's true.
Elise might be one of the most universally loved people. Period. But then from Kind of Funny.
Yeah. Huh.
I had a great moment with her, where we just we yucked it up and had so much fun at WrestleMania, where it was night one. we were late into the night. It was dark. You know what I mean? The matches were happening. And she was sitting, I think she was like sharing a seat with James, maybe like on his knee or whatever while they were watching. And I was in the back, like, you know, having like my 19th beer or whatever. And I walked over and I flashed her my phone. And it was just, it was on notes. And it just said, "Is this guy bothering you?" And she read it in earnest. Like, busted up laughing.
Amazing. Okay.
Cornelius.
Cornelius is good.
For a girl?
Cornelia.
Yeah. Like the Taylor Swift song? Though.
Yeah.
You had no idea that was a Taylor Swift song.
No, zero idea.
I like the name Sloane.
Camille.
Ooh, Sloane Hagler.
Sloan. Yeah.
I like the name Sloane. I don't know if I know. Like, I don't
feel
know, like
we need
Sloan
to pair
Hager.
With a middle name to like get the full thing, but I'm not good at that.
Sloane Munchies Hagler.
When I was in middle school, I went to this girl named Sloane's birthday party, and she had a crush on me, and we played Spin the Bottle and
Did
stuff.
She steal
and
all your that shoes? Stuff.
And then she stole my shoes and like hid them in a closet. And when it was time for all of us to leave, I didn't have my shoes. I'm like, "Where the fuck are my shoes?" And Sloane's fucking mom and dad came out. Sloane, you hide his shoes again? Yeah. It's just a fucking thing she does.
Well, she didn't want you to leave.
Exactly. Yeah. I lived like two blocks away, and I just walked across the street without my shoes. And then the parents had to come bring our shoes over. It was really awkward.
Wait, you didn't get your shoes then?
Mm-mm. I got them later. I didn't know where they were. And I was like, "Well, I'm leaving.
But
this
she
is
didn't
awkward.
Fess up in the moment when Mm-mm. the parents called her out?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
That's commitment.
I like the MC route. Listen, Cody. Merry Christmas.
In October.
Merry Christmas, Hagler. Merry. Are we doing M-A-R-R-Y? No, M-A-R-Y?
M-A-R-Y, yeah. Merry Christ.
Melody, says Cody. I don't like that Cody's participating. Is
Carol, Melody Carol Hagler, MC. And she could be a musical kid.
MC Hagler.
Melody and Carol's.
Cool. MC Hagler's dope.
Spelled like E-M-C-E-E?
No.
I mean, you could be like, it stands for MC?
Yeah.
A lot of layers there.
Yeah.
I also like the name Maybe We Go. I saw somebody in there say Lenny, L-E-N-I, but that made me think of Elena. Also like.
Elena Hagler.
A little too video gamey, maybe.
Oh, I was thinking like Elaine, like Seinfeld, but you're saying no. Elena, like yeah. Elena Fisher. Real quick, while we're here, do we want to try to change the last name?
That's a good
You know,
I mean,
like we like
wrong.
We yeah, but not in a positive sense. Like we like Cody and Melissa, right? Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
How about Hagler?
They're great. Well, actually, I don't know. I put it in a Gregway the other day. Cody, I put this in unprivatized your Instagram. It's weird. All right, thank you. Anyways, we like Cody and Melissa, and we know they're cool, right? But like, if I was like, "Oh man, next step on the sales call is the Hagler. Oh, they're gonna haggle me to death.
Yeah,
they won't. Won't just pay the sticker price.
Negative
right?
connotation."
Like, it kind of feels like, to me, like, if they'd be the kind of people, and you're not. You're great people. But it feels like they'd be the people to, like, message me and Joey and be like, "Yo, $10 is pretty steep. What if you give me the sub for $7 on patreon.com/kindoffunny? You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I don't think last names are, like, indicative of, like, people's...
The amount of time people bring me stuff to mill.
Oh, no, really?
It's outrageous.
Yeah. Fucking
I do it. I do it.
Joke.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Terrible stand-up joke.
What is this? Nick Scarpino comedy? All right, get on the boat. We got more jokes.
What? I want to keep it in the kind of funny family somehow.
Sure.
Like, I feel like I want a direct correlation that nobody can run.
Paula. Like, Paula Hagler.
That's the thing. Like, I want something like that.
Yo, is that PPH?
PPH?
Paula Hagler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about just no.
Trog Hagler.
What about Sky? Because our blue is kind of a sky blue.
Cyan Hagler.
I think it is.
I'm gonna go Portillo. Portillo.
I was gonna say Portisha.
Sure, Porty.
Portisha.
Portisha. Mm-hmm.
Portisha's fucking great.
Yeah.
Andy really wants the Isha.
Yeah.
Isha's good. Names. I do like the Isha, and then Porty for short.
Yeah.
Porty's a great name.
We had always wanted if we were gonna do a second kid, which we're not. And it was going to be a girl. We always like Penelope.
Oh,
I'd be willing, to give that to the Hagglers. And I believe when I Googled it, deep down the list of nicknames, because I was going to Penny or something like that. Penny, but there's the Porty. I think there is a people call it, you can put Porty on that.
That's not Watermelon. A lot of
pizza
there.
Peter Piper pizza. Think about that.
The most upsetting thing would be if it was Nick. Like, just straight up Nick.
Piper.
But Peter Piper. Okay, I get it. Yeah. Piper's a
little bit
name.
Of a stretch. I like Piper.
And then have another kid name him Pedro. Peter. Peter Piper.
Melissa says Penelope's on the actual list already.
Penelope's
so,
a cute
there you go.
Name.
Penny
I like
for sure.
Penny
Hagler.
Name, yeah.
Oh, and I mean, there you go. Here's the thing.
There'd be too many Pipers
I will,
that really know her jokes.
I will put aside my request to change your last name because Penny Hagler.
Trogler.
You know what I mean? Like, that's like good. Penny the currency. Yeah. Haggle. That's cool.
Double stuff there. Sounds like a comic book character.
Yeah.
That sounds like a character you'd like not kill in Clue.
What?
Penny Hagler in the basement with a fucking wrench, you know?
Maybe?
I think Trogler is a good...
Trogler Hagler.
Replace the last name with Trogler. Yeah.
For the record, I want to be very clear here. I was wrong. Poppy is the nickname on Penelope I was thinking of, because that's why I called my grandfather my mom's side Poppy.
Oh, that's...
So not Porty. That didn't make any sense. That was like, even after it came out, I was like, I remember there being some connection to this. No, it wasn't the dog. It was the grandpa.
I like that as like a tradition kind of reused. Okay.
Kyle says, I like how last week Greg's talking about the Hagglers being siblings, and now this week it's about them having kids. To be fair, Kyle, like a year ago, years ago, it was about, like, are they siblings?
Yeah.
So I probably brought it up in jest last week, but we already knew the answers then.
They were the
I mean?
New white stripes, some would say.
They would say that.
In honor of Cool Greg, Henny, like Hennessy. Henny Hagler.
Oh.
I like
that. Alliteration.
I'm a big alliteration.
Is it alliteration if it's just two words?
Yes.
You sure?
There you go. Yep. There's your answer.
I watch a lot of Jeopardy, and I feel like they talk about alliteration.
And you can't say I feel. You could have just said, and they do talk about that. I would have believed you, Joe. Because now I just doubt you. If you say, I feel like I've heard that before, I'd be like, I doubt you, Joe.
Alliteration, whatever. The occurrence of the same letter or sound at the beginning or adjacent or closely connected words.
There's alliteration of sweet bird
that's
saying.
That's not alliteration.
But there is alliteration there. Because the sound, like it's still there.
It's the same letter or sound.
Yeah.
Sweet bird saying isn't alliteration. It needs to be sweet Simon saying.
See, that's the thing is, I think that's what we think, but I think that we're wrong, Andy.
I think that's bullshit. Yeah.
Because think about it. It accomplishes what we're talking about, just in a different order, technically. But when you say the sentence.
Penny Hagler hates hieroglyphics.
Oh.
Alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't say Henny Hagler despises hieroglyphics.
But if
that
despises had the H sound somewhere in it, I think it would still count.
Despises.
Like.
Despises. Despises.
I think we nailed it.
It's a weird podcast.
Aren't they always?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the last kind of funny podcast. It was normal.
This one's good because we're going to find Andy Love. We're going to get the Hagler's a baby name.
Yeah.
Greg,
I'm hiding truth
solving
in here.
Some problem, yeah.
I'm hiding a lot of truth. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Hiding the truth, yes.
I'm trying to think of something else good that they don't want you to know, but I'll get there. All right, don't worry.
Bandera said just says Ferrari Hagler. Fucking Ferrari is the dopest name. Can you imagine if your nickname was Rari?
No, I don't like that.
No, I don't like that. Rari.
I don't like
Rari.
That.
Oh my god.
Oh, Rory? No, Rari.
Rari, dude. Rari.
Like Ferrari.
I think you would have to change it to Rory though.
Texting G right now.
What are you going to say to her?
We're going to name our child
Ferrari.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't dislike Georgia.
Georgia's a good name. Georgia's good. GH.
Yeah. Good one, Madeline.
Madeline Stanley's got one there, too. Yeah.
What else? If you wanted to be Rory Hagler, then it could be Lorelai Hagler.
You're just trying to do that show, Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
Speaking 100%. Of shows, Bregway. Madeline, aka...
I'm so sad you didn't watch Succession. I mean, I was to tell you, don't spoil anything, Jen.
I had a video game I wanted to play, and Jen was too tired. And so she was going to try to tough it out for me. I'm like, oh, no, we're not reacting episode by episode. We can watch
it tomorrow
night.
What an episode not to watch live.
Put some 5-hour energy in her coffee.
I mean, I really am fine, I think. You know what I mean? Like, as long as you guys don't do anything, it'll be fine.
I'm shocked that you haven't seen anything on the internet.
I've seen people, like, flipping out about it. It's a great episode, and they, one was like, this shoot proves that... Binging is stupid, and like this is on par with like Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, and they showed Walt like reacting, I think, to when some stuff happened. I don't want to spoil it for
her. Is Jen a tea drinker?
Yeah, she likes tea.
Put some 5-hour energy in her tea.
Well, I want. I mean, she's just tired. You know what I mean? Like, let her go to bed.
I mean,
we had a big Easter.
If you're hungry, you eat. Easter. If you're tired, you drink caffeine.
No, you go to nope. That's how your teeth fall out.
I'm kind of with Andy.
Nope.
You saw this report? You saw this tweet? No. About coffee?
No.
Y'all better fucking watch out. Y'all better mind your P's and Q's, everybody. Because they're talking about how when you have
hot coffee drop.
when you have coffee in your mouth for too long.
Oh, yeah.
That starts the demineralization, which is basically
it lowers the pH of your
mouth. So you better drink your coffee fast is what they're saying.
Okay. Hey, don't mull your coffee in there. Yeah, don't be a weirdo.
No. But I'm talking like you want to drink your cup in like
within a half hour.
Okay, let's full stop for a second because I do come back to my cup of coffee 3 hours later and drink it. What are you saying? What's happening?
Just the longer that you're exposing your shit to the
air,
the pH and the coffee and all that stuff.
Coffee lowers the pH in your mouth.
Yeah,
which means that your enamel
erodes like crazy fast.
And this is how I just let my coffee out.
This is like if you drink it over a long period of time and it doesn't have a chance to like correct.
If you're not shotgunning your coffee. You're going to be without.
This is another one where I don't fucking buy because this is how I've always drank my coffee. You know what I mean? Where I just let it sit around.
Well, and now what's happening to you?
Nothing. My teeth are fine.
That's what you think.
As he drinks from his
God, I hate weird disgusting ass straw.
What is this drink, Andy?
This is
code perps.
No, it is
do the perp walk with Mountain Dew.
It's blueberry pomegranate lemonade from Wendy's. And then I put in my Mountain Dew blue boysenberry. It's some sort of like Mountain Dew Rise energy drink. Put that in here. And then I put the Sour Patch Kids blueberry in here. So Greg, better watch out with y'all's teeth.
You need to be careful. Update Andy's application to Levis Wine because I don't know where you put this information in, but someone needs to know about it.
It's pertinent.
Yeah.
I want you to, I can't explain it other than I guess I like alcohol. But, like, I want a shotgun of beer so bad right now. After he talked about shotgun and coffee, I was like, should we go do that? I'm like, if you wind back the tape, I check my watch. I'm like, it's 4:19. I don't know if I want a shotgun of beer and then climb in the car. You know,
the old Greg would have.
No, he wouldn't have.
The old Greg would have.
I mean, tomorrow at 10 a.m., I'll do one with you. We can open games daily with a shotgun.
I don't like shotgun.
You just fucking bucked up, buckaroo.
It's so fun, though.
You know what I mean?
I don't like shotgun because I panic.
Why not?
I feel like I'm
remember
drown.
You and me were a shotgun at the old studio. Yeah. Left and right.
I worry about drowning.
3 a.m. on extra.
I just have the peer pressure
of people
watching.
You worry about drowning.
Me.
Yeah. Just like exposing my mouth and my lungs to that much liquid.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah, I choke easy.
You choke easy? Me too.
Sucks.
I can't like.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, trying to drink big pills as a kid. Big mistake. God, this straw sucks.
Is it
embarrassing only around shotgunning beers? Or like in what other scenario?
I don't know. I just wish that I wish my gag reflex wasn't as good as it is.
Sensitive?
I don't know what it is, but I'm constantly embarrassed. Anytime, like even just thinking about it, I need to be careful because I gag thinking about this. Doctors with the fucking popsicle stick.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of my mouth, man.
Do you ever puke on a doctor?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
It's
on a doctor.
What?
Yeah, little kid. I mean, I was I don't know. I could call him out right now. I'll say that.
Like Tim,
six.
There's no way
I was like 15.
I'm like six or whatever. Yeah. And I went in for, do you have strep or whatever? And the doctor was not. My mom still tells the story. She was an adult, obviously. So I take her word for it. The doctor was being a dick about it. And I was very clear. Like, he's like, let's stick it down. I'm like, I'm going to throw up if you do this. He's like, no, he's willing. And he didn't. And he like, put it down and go, I just vomited all over his doctor's face.
It's tough out there, man.
It is tough out there.
I mean, the amount. I got so good at that because of the amount of times I was in the doctor. Getting strep throat, like testing.
Why did we have this so readily available?
What the fuck is this?
It's the master.
I think it was you had to chug a Pepsi.
Oh yeah.
I want you to know, as we look at this amazing mustache you had, is like I was so disappointed in myself.
This is the slowest chug I've ever watched.
See, I'm not good at it, guys.
It's taking so long.
It's slow down, right?
Slow gray.
Oh, we did give you
that's
weird
real time.
Facial hair.
Yeah, we drew in a unibrow and gave you a...
We do fucking weird shit, man.
When I sat down
for... We punished you a lot that year.
Super Mario in Review last week, I was like, God damn it. Why didn't I shave my mustache into a Mario mustache?
Oh, man.
That would have been good.
Whiffed on that big.
Would you give it all up for a bit?
Oh, yeah, for 100%. And this is like the perfect time because it's like, it was post-Mania. Like, I don't have... And there's like another DICE Awards coming or whatever. I was talking Mario. About hosting E3. That shit's dead. What?
93 Mario.
No. I'm not going to honor that thing.
Bob Hoskins, dude.
Yeah, I remember him.
Non-Hoskins lymphoma.
Exactly. Madeline, a.k.a. Matt Exposure, writes in to patreon.com/KF Podcast. It says, what's a show you feel was so popular and everywhere for a while, but just didn't maintain cultural relevance throughout the years? My examples are Weeds and ER. I feel like no one talks about those anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I talk about ER all the time. Where are you at?
Anthony Edwards, man. There's another one that popped up in my TikTok algorithm, and I was like, I loved ER, like watching, and I was watching like when they busted Noah Wiley for being a drug addict.
Oh, I just saw that one. Powerful.
I was like, oh man, I forgot about that angle. I don't remember much about this. I remember like when Anthony Edwards got beat up, like when he got jumped in the thing.
No, my only touchdown for ER is that one episode.
He was in love with one of the other. No, like, Clooney was there. I remember when the episode I fell there. In love, and I'm a kid. Like I was a kid in junior
Clooney
high.
Mania, dude.
It was when he smoked the joint and then had to like then like Doobie. A kid ran up and banged on the car glass like, oh, my friend's drowning or whatever. And I was like, hey, this show's good. Mm-hmm. You know, not because of the weed. Yeah. You know what I mean? But just because they did all this other stuff. You know.
I remember like at that moment, Clooney's hairstyle that was combed forward was all the rage. It was like you wanted the Clooney hairstyle. Yeah, yeah.
Over here, Matthew.
Just like a short kind of like mushroom cut.
Matthew said Lost, which I don't agree with. I think people still care a lot about Lost. And Ryan Povala Higgins.
Someone earlier today said not Penny's Boat when we were talking about Penelope.
Yeah. He said Nip Tuck, though. And I do remember Nip Tuck for a couple seasons there was the shit that everyone cared about. And then it went away. Similar to the example here from Madeline of Weeds. I remember when I got into Weeds and I was like, this show's awesome. And then it just kept going. And I was like, oh, all right, I'm done.
Yeah, I feel like Desperate Housewives was one that people talked about fucking ever, and I'm like, I feel like now the like scandal of Desperate Housewives is like probably not that scandalous.
The other one of Heroes,
no scandal.
Heroes season one, I remember we were all watching. This is like lost on everybody.
Oh, Heroes is a great
MCU and everything else. Like now we're so blessed and so lucky. We didn't have that shit in the early aughts, and so yeah, when like Heroes happened, that first season was so good, and then season two was the writer's strike and everything went to hell.
Yeah, I think Smallville is like. On a different scale, and answer for this too.
Huh.
Where like everyone I knew watched Smallville for the first couple seasons, and then like I bet every single person that I'm talking about, if I asked them like, "Hey, do you know how many seasons this show ran?" They'd have
tell
no
me about season
clue.
Seven. What
no
happened
chance.
To season seven?
No chance.
Who do we know? Can we do we know anybody in the industry or can interview anybody who had to fill in for the writer's strike? I'd love to just hear their stories of like. I'd never written a script in my fucking life, and here I was having
just
to like try to put together a loose plot of something. That must have been so much pressure and terrifying. Was it people that okay? I don't know much about the writer's strike. I just know what happened, right?
Sure, yeah.
Is it like Keanu Reeves' replacements? Is it non-union writers being brought in?
I would
assume. So it's people
that's
who are like. Want to be writers, or is it just like, hey, so and so producer?
It was a combo, but there was a lot of it was wannabe writers that weren't in unions and stuff.
Hey, you're a best boy grip. Come fucking write a script.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there were those
cusp,
cases.
Another one.
No way.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Trying to find out. I'm looking over here.
Well, luckily, Better Call Saul's over already. I'd hate to see what that show would do.
Yeah.
This is like a little bit of a tangent from Madeline's question. But I feel like this is the right time to say it. Can we all agree that Tiger King wasn't that good?
Yeah. It was interesting. It was just we were all locked down.
Yeah.
It dropped at just the right time. We had nothing else going on. And then we were all like, it was hyper fixated because we all were watching the same thing, which you don't get anymore, right? It's very similar to, not that I don't agree, wasn't it? I'm not throwing shade, but it's our Animal Crossing. Me and Joey love Animal Crossing. We've always been about Animal Crossing, but suddenly the world cared about Animal Crossing because... Yeah. Hey, this is a brand new game we could all play right now.
I don't know. I don't know if I can agree with that. But also, I'm not watching a whole bunch of documentaries, right? But I feel like Tiger King had every episode going like, I can't believe this
What's
is
gonna
real.
What's going to happen next?
I can't believe these people are real. This feels like fiction. And so, like, I wouldn't say that... I think it's easy to say that now with revisionist history compared to...
But even at the time, I feel... And this is the classic bullshit, like, I listened to the podcast when it was out before it got turned into a TV show, and it was like, oh, wow, this is wild, but then it seemed like the zeitgeist was, like, fucking crazy. But
I never saw it, so I only lived through this show through memes on the internet, and like, oh my god, I had a great time.
Yeah, like, I think it was as wild and insane as Again, every episode is introducing something that you just, you couldn't write that, you know, like, I think it was entertaining. But again, I think like the last thing that we really freaked out at something was Firefest.
Oh, that was great.
Firefest was so good.
That was a great
era.
A
moment in time.
Great memes.
Yeah.
God, Twitter was a fire. Twitter
That's
was
when we went to Chipotle like every day.
Yeah. You're so right.
Simpler time, Greg.
A simpler time indeed. You know?
Yeah.
And now Nick's not here. He's gone from the company.
Thank
completely.
You. Fucking God.
I don't miss him. I'll tell you what. Let me just say this right now.
Yeah,
okay?
Please.
It is wild how much more I enjoy Nick and Mike when they're not together. When I just have to do a show with only Mike, love him. When it's just me and Nick, love him. When they're together,
the worst.
I want to send him to the sun. You know? Like,
sure.
You know what I mean? So that's just something I thought I'd throw out there.
Well, I'm glad you did. Not enough people say that, you know, like, we talk shit about individuals a lot, but it's rare we pick a duo. They were like, you make each other worse.
Yeah.
You know? That, like, you guys
are both garbage together.
You're bringing people
I hate
down.
You.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
It's such an interesting one because you are the one that has to, like, pretty much solely has to deal with the two of them together.
Yeah.
So I feel like you have a totally different experience than the rest of us.
Yeah.
You know, we can get away. You know?
Yeah. Every day from like
you do,
11 to 2.
You have a luxury of that, yeah.
Matt Grover in the chat brings up something really interesting. He says, how long would it take for Nick to get upset if people just started calling him Rick instead? Can you imagine if when Nick comes back, all of us just call him Rick, but don't make a big deal out of it? I think it takes one time. I think whoever the first person is that calls him Rick is dead.
Well, I do the Price is Right thing, I'd say the second time.
The first time we'd be like, what was that? When someone else says it, oh, it's game fuck.
I don't think it's that. I think
he doesn't like when he's not in on the joke.
Yeah,
I think you get two or three times and he's like, haha, this is funny. I think the bit goes on for like 10 minutes and he's fucking livid.
It would do that thing where he'd ride it for a while, like, haha, guys, yeah, Rick, I'm Rick. And then eventually when it kept going, I'd be like, all right, guys. You know, then he'd get mad about it.
That'd be a great 1-2 punch because we just recorded kind of anime and we were talking about Fooly Cooly. And I gave Mike the mission of him working Fooly Cooly into a conversation with Nick like it's no big deal. So I think that combined with calling him Rick, fucking great.
No, push him too far. Let's really burn up. He's on a vacation. Let's really fuck all that up when he comes back. You know, you want him to come back, relax. Let's immediately ruin it.
I think the thing that we would have to do is we would have to get Nick's comedy people in on it and have them start doing it.
See, that's it. We fuck Nick from the outside, like from outside of our organization. Oh, Joey, this is expert stuff.
And then
the other day on, I forget what we were streaming, but we were just talking about like the ones you'd like to have back. And Mike was like, yeah, every once in a while I'll go out there and I'll be on camera. And I'm like, I wish I could have that day back. That wasn't a very good day for me, you know, content-wise. And Nick brought up, yeah, that was me with the Fast Five review. And he was like, I don't know why I came in with that energy. I'm still really sorry. I still feel really bad about it. I went in there like talking like this movie was nominated for an Oscar. I don't know why I was that way. I don't know. he still feels really bad about his performance on that video.
I don't, maybe I've just like mentally blocked it out. Was he just like
He came in with energy that nobody was expecting
because it's Fast Five, a movie
it's the
that,
best
like,
Fast
that
and Furious movie of all
everyone
time.
Everyone loves if they like Fast and Furious, and Nick specifically fucking loved it. And the thing that it was is every time Nick talked, every fucking time he started with, "Here's my biggest problem with this movie," and then he would say something, and it was every fucking thing, and it's like, dude, this is Fast Five, bro.
And then, you know, Nick loves the double down.
Yeah.
Nick loves the KFC double down, where when he says something and you go, oh, you're crazy. No way. It's so good. And then it becomes that, like, no longer was he iffy on that thing. Now that thing is the worst thing that's ever existed. And so it just, that whole episode was just Nick, like, being pissed off and be like, no, you guys are crazy. This movie is fucking stupid.
We're trying to figure out how to deal with it, of, like, trying to salvage it and make it better, but then it was just bad all around. Like, making a bad situation.
What a terrible movie for it to happen.
But I just love, like, his, like, him having, you know, the in retrospect being like, you know what? Yeah, I don't know why I was like that. I'm so sorry. He's like, I ruined a really good episode.
Do you have moments like that? Like, is there any specific content in your mind, or is it like, oh fuck, that was off?
Oh yeah, I mean, well, so for the I leave and I get home and or I'm in the car, or, you know, and I'm like, damn, I wasn't on that episode. I didn't like my energy, or I had a fact wrong, or right now for me to be like this specific episode of game. No, not nothing.
Yeah,
like
I'm right there. Where it's like thousands of times for me, for sure.
Yeah.
But like, I there's not one. I don't have a fast five in my mind.
That, I feel like that's such a different. You know what I mean? Like for me, it's an energy thing. You know, like not so much, you know, what you're talking about with Nick or whatever, or Matthew Cadaldo is over here. He's like, remember when he came in saying Dark Knight is my favorite film and went on to tear it down? You know what I mean? Like, I don't have that kind of thing, right? Of whatever, where I'm like, I was wrong, or but it's, yeah. Energy wise, what I said, you know, being too tired, too yawny, being disconnected, something else happening, like when that kind of stuff. Yeah.
When we were at Mania, we were sitting in Sancho West, who did Rocky in review with us and Creed in review. And he was like, oof, man, the comments on our Creed 3 in review. I was like, no, on your Creed 3 review. I love that movie.
So I love that one. Oh, man, we're all in it together.
Yeah, I was giving Sancho shit. Oh, man,
we were off the mark on that one, weren't we? No. Yeah.
I'd say, like, the last one I had was probably giving Mike shit about his T-shirt, because that just came back to haunt me tenfold. And it was annoying
to
deal with.
That was fun, to an extent, right?
And I dealt with it. But then, like, it was that, I contemplated. I was like, you know what? I'm no longer going to be the straight man. I'm going to let Mike say and do whatever he wants and just, like, have nobody to go against him. Because all it does is, like, frustrate me to be the straight guy here. And then the comments just get mad at me for, like, being mean. And I was like, okay, well, it can't be. I can't have one or the other, you know? Like, so I'm not going to call him out on any of the wild stuff he does, because I agree with everything he does. Now and everybody nothing he does is out true. Of the ordinary.
You know, it's not true. Whenever Mike does something wild, throw it back at him.
Nothing he does is out of the ordinary at all. Totally normal.
Nothing is out of the ordinary.
Totally normal
the
guy.
Best way to put it.
I did have to just, like, you know, I was talking to people in the comments. I was like, if I don't buck up against it, then there's no content. All right, I have to be the sourpuss there. Did I get too sourpussy?
Well. I mean, you lean into a character of, like, no one should spend $200. That's accurate. No one should spend $200 on a T-shirt.
No, but
not a mid-condition rock T-shirt. No, but worn as hell.
I didn't make enough of a point of, like, if Cool Greg wanted to spend $200 on a wrestling T-shirt, or if Tim or if Greg wanted to spend $200, I needed to make that point more. If a hardcore fan of wrestling,
yeah,
if I'm the number one Hyperlight Drifter fan and I wanted to buy a $200 figurine. Go do it. You love that thing. I needed to make that point more. Yeah. Like,
I don't know if he did.
Mike started watching wrestling 4 months ago. That's why.
Never seen a rock match his entire life.
God, I love him. Hate him and I love him.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hate and love you. Thank you for watching this episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast. Remember, each and every week, 4, sometimes 5 best friends gather around this table, each coming to hang out with each other. If you want to hang out with us, head to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can hang out as we record the show live, just like the expecting parents, the Hagglers.
Congratulations, y'all. Amazing.
Of course, you can get the show ad-free over there. You can get dozens of exclusive episodes over there, and you can have a great time over there. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, no big deal. YouTube.com/kindoffunny and podcast services around the globe for a brand spanking episode every Tuesday, usually.
Ariana Hagler.
Sometimes we do stuff, but you know.
What it should be.
What happened to
it? Ariana Hagler.
Ariana's a great name. Team Ariana.
Think about it, everybody. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Goodbye.